All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here. How are you, Weas?
I'm fantastic, Sponge. How about yourself?
No, that's it. Let's go. how are you? How are you doing, Spongy?
Yeah, Spongy's okay. Yeah? He's all right.
Yeah.
Busy.
Oh, busy as a bee.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's...
What are you busy with?
Well, I've got kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they keep me busy.
I forgot about that.
Kids and a job and all of those sort of things.
Flat out busy.
All right, so
Big show. You distracted. I'll take it. We've got a big show today, people. We've got Father John Sweaty singing the Chronicles song, which he read out last week. And now you're free. You can take back over because I'm no good at this.
you don't like being the MC, do you? I tell you, one of the funniest things that I've ever seen was one of our mates, actually the keeper, asked Weasel to be the MC at his wedding.
And it was the best wedding you ever went to.
Yeah, and before the actual reception, the old Weas came up to me and he said, "Oh, what has he done? Like, why am I the MC? I'm like the worst person to do this job."
He also changed a lot of things on the day. It was like, "Oh, you're not going to have to do this. Don't worry about that. You're not going to have to do this. Don't worry about that. Yeah. You're not going to have to do this. Don't worry about that."
That's pretty typical in an MC's role.
Yeah. Well, no, because it was not. No, it was stuff that I could plan for because it's normal to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, we're not going to be doing that." Mm. And then it's like, "Oh no, we are doing it." And it's like, I have zero plan here.
Yeah.
So it was a train, but it was hilarious.
It was hilarious because you decided to take the route of what? You decided to just pay the shit out of me, basically. That's what.
You and I think there was another person
too.
Yeah,
maybe one other.
One other person was pretty upset.
Yeah. I left early. It was good. It was a great night. But you know, I'm sure his second wedding will be heaps better.
That's a bit harsh. Because when they renew their vows.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe they should get you as the MC then.
Exactly. No, I'm done.
Busy.
I'm busy that weekend.
You don't know when it is.
Dear. Yeah.
I have kids.
Yeah, I do. Flat out. That's what we said. We've got a huge show planned.
I've already said this.
Have you? I didn't hear it. But we've got Father John playing Durries and Beers. So this is it. This is the premiere.
Ooh.
The release of their first song. It'll be the number one track on their album.
It's gonna go platinum.
Titled The Banks of the McIntyre. So let's get them on the line and see what they've got for us. And also, I'm not gonna lie, I'm excited about the Chronicles poem this week.
Yeah.
I think he's always very underrated.
Don't tell him this, but he's always good.
He is good.
He's got legit skill. Like, it's wasted here, just like Father John.
It's not like us. We were born for here. Yeah.
Born for radio that no one listens to.
Exactly. Except for us.
Yeah, of course.
I listened to one episode the other day three times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was good.
Very critical.
Yeah. There's a lot of traffic that day. All right, we're going
to
get into it. Stick around for another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Okay, Weas, it's time to check in with Father John and the Chronicle. I'm looking forward to it this week. I've got the Chronicle and Father John on the line. Gentlemen, straight away, I've got a question for you. Would you rather never be able to smoke again or never be able to drink again? Chronicle, we'll start with you.
Well, obviously they're my two favourite things in life, so I think I'd just end it.
Can't give up one of your loves.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Whichever one's left, I'm doing it to death.
FJ?
Like picking your favourite child.
Easy. FJ, what's your choice?
The Chronicle took the Durries and Smokes right out of my mouth there. Look, if I can't drink and I can't smoke, Durries and Smokes will give me death, you know. I'm doing it. I'm tying that knot if I can't have those on it.
Father John, it'll be double eulogy. We're both going down.
You got to write a poem, though, before you go out. Maybe that's your suicide night.
Ring it.
In poem.
Ring us and sing it.
Jeez, that's a sad prospect.
Isn't it? Jeez, things have got dark here. What about you, Weas?
Me? Well, I don't smoke, so it's a pretty easy one for me.
Yeah, true.
Can I get double the amount of beers if I give one up? Sponge?
What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be able to keep drinking because you can't live without drinking water. So,
yeah. I thought it was drinking beers, but yeah, no. So drinking anything.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. but it's it. I like. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind a durry from time to time, but
a lung candy.
I don't. a few coffin nails. They're good fun. But all right, gents. So look, Underrated was the poem for this week, and of course. We've got the song, the Beers and Durries song, coming up very, very, very shortly. How'd you go with the Underrated poem, the Chronicle?
Look, boys, I'm not going to lie. I finished it probably half hour ago. I under the pump, and I was talking to Father John probably, an hour ago, and I just said, I still haven't written this poem, the podcast, the boy's going to ring soon. And I just went full Rain Man mode. I was like half autistic. I said, I'll be back in 20. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to twist this up and it's going to be amazing. And ringing back and I go, Father John, I'm pretty sure I'm Rain Man.
I got a question.
I'm pretty sure I'm a lyrical genius. So I whipped it up in about, 30 minutes and I just went, Chronicle, you never cease to amaze me. I said that to myself.
Did you drop your analog matches while riding it and then manage to count them real quick?
Wiz, I can't count.
You're a real good version of the Rain Man.
Yeah. Definitely.
A literacy version of the Rain Man.
Hey, the topic is underrated. And we all sent you a few feedback things on the old group chat throughout the week, and some of them were quite funny. I did like Father John Sweaty's one. What did you say was underrated, Father John?
Oh, spitting on your toilet paper before you wipe. It's called a call it Alabama wet wipe.
Oh, Jesus.
Smooth and efficient.
I tell you, it's gold. I was thinking more like a sausage roll on a cold day, but the old Alabama wet wipe.
Delicious. Don't know which one I want more.
Yeah. Would you rather?
why'd you make me pick? Suicide.
Very
can't live
good.
Without either.
All right, Chronicle, do you have any sponsors, dare I ask?
I hope not.
Yeah, I do. I've got 10. No, I've only got two.
Thank
so
God.
It's the road. First one's the road to the Moray Tip.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Good on it.
Yep.
Next.
It's called Tapcot Road. Quite a big bend. Google map it. But yeah, she's the road to the tip. So if you're going to drop
straight?
Off a load.
Straight or?
Oh, a few bends here and there.
A few potholes.
It's quite it's a good road anyway.
Double, and then two lanes or just single carriage?
What's all the questions? Are you a cop?
any street signs?
Yes.
What's the speed limit?
Anyway, the next sponsor.
What's the speed limit, Chronicle?
Was it on a screen or a telly?
Dale. Twister.
Twister.
I'll give to you straight. It's a good road, but it leads to bad things.
Righto. I had some great times at the dump as a kid. I don't know. All right, second sponsor. Sorry.
One of our listeners crashed his car at the dump, actually.
The Bacon and Egg Wrap at Omega.
Oh, I do like a Bacon and Egg Wrap. Underrated.
Quite a heavy wrap, so
delicious.
I've tackled it a few times. I've challenged myself to do it in under 5 minutes. And
who are they again?
Omega. So they Omega. Do a. I mean, it's a bacon egg wrap, about $8, but it's it's hefty. It is thick.
All right. Well, if the good people from Omega are listening, we're always open to sponsors. So a couple of bacon and egg rolls this way would be good.
Wraps.
I've only got 8 more to go, so I'll,
keep going.
No, I'm all out. I'm running out of electricians. I'm spewing.
Just start recycling through. No one will remember the first, other than Woods. No one will remember them.
I have to go to the yellow pages. All right, underrated. Here we go. The Chronicle with his poem for this week.
All right, good luck, big fella. Here we go.
Wish him luck.
In life, it's the small wins that matter. although they're heavily debated, it could be an item or an event that is undervalued and underrated. These items or events can hit you without warning, and you never know what might pop up when you get out of bed in the morning. They can bring a smile to your face, and you can feel it deep between your thighs. So let's have a look at these underrated goods that are hidden gems in disguise. For example, when you're on the shitter and you're laying some pipe, doing a massive shit that only requires one wipe. Losing on the punt all day and coming out even on the last race, seeing someone in a crowd getting hit by a ball in the face. Doing a fart in an elevator that stinks and is silent, or hiding your mate's wallet and keys and see them turn violent. Sharing a cab with randoms and they end up paying for the cab. Being blind drunk at the pub and someone leaves a voucher in the machine at the tab. Getting an extra nugget or crispy chip in your order at KFC. Or when live sport is not on Foxtel but free-to-air TV. Nailing a three-pointer in the bin but calling it with style. Finding a 50 in an old jacket that you haven't worn in a while. Talking to Americans about how shit their country is. It's quite fun. Running your mate out for a diamond duck when there was no chance of a run. Bowling a rank full toss and still getting a wicket. Getting into an event, you know, without paying for a ticket. Pouring a drink for a mate and making it 70% rum. Given a not out decision when it's absolutely plum. A kebab or slice of pizza when the sun's coming up. Drinking a devil's cocktail from a grand final winning cup. Finding a pack of ciggies down the side of the couch. Swapping ciggies with your drunk mate because you've got a fuller pouch. Saying your mate to someone that is clearly not their mate. Playing a game at 5'8" when you're massively overweight. Not showing up to vote and just paying the fine. Driving an automatic so you can drink, smoke and text at the same time. Getting drunk at a funeral and pissing people off. Pissing on your mate's feet when you're splashing at the trough. Calling a mate tiger or even champ. Taking out your mate's tent pegs when they're setting up camp. Gambling a feature and suiting it twice, betting on a greyhound's name without looking at the price. Getting a Coke can and a piece of string and tying it under your mate's car, popping a huge pimple and hitting the mirror from afar. Peeling the plastic off a brand new phone and ripping the ears off it when you're finally alone. Watching the smoke follow a mate when sitting around a fire, proving that same mate wrong in an argument and calling him a liar. Hearing a bloody good song that you haven't heard in years, rocking up to a BYO party and not bringing any food or beers. When someone says a pun, but your one is much better. Getting mail that's not yours, but still opening the letter. Getting blind drunk on the cans when you're on the ride-on mower. Not picking up your phone when it's a private number on the blower. Telling your mates on a night out you're picking up tonight, but going home alone with no woman in sight. Playing with your mates' kids and getting out all of the toys. Getting interviewed after a game and saying full credit to the boys.
The boys.
Playing golf with a mate who's shitter than you. All that satisfaction of chalking up a bloody pool cue. Watching a mate start a fight and getting knocked the fuck out. And all leaving the pub and avoiding a massive shout. Yelling a song at a musician and they actually play it. Coming up with an unspeakable joke and telling your mate, oh, you won't say it. Rocking someone's roof that you absolutely hate. Making the girl pay for dinner when you're on a first date. Commenting on your mate's relationship status on Facey and not holding back. Watching your drunk mate ride a bike and have a massive stack. Feeding a co-worker's dog but forgetting to do it. The petty bastard fucked up there. He should have knew it. And the second most underrated, showing up to an important function after drinking all night, and the second most underrated thing of all time is actually Promite. Look, the Cron could do this all night. It's a topic that will never be hated, because the biggest one of all is that the Cron is massively underrated. Chronicle 2021.
Oh. Holy dooly.
He's done it.
Rain Man.
Chronicle. That's one of the best.
I think that is the best. I think especially the first half.
Oh. Unbelievable. Yeah, a lot of...
I'll have boys, then you won't.
Yeah, it's...
you won't.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm speechless. Well done, Chronicle. That was really good to put the icing on the cake. Tell me, would you rather shit out of your mouth or eat through your ass?
Well, I've done both. Tell you what, both are all right, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
No downside.
No downside, apart from the upside with the food.
For Chronicle, they're both entries. There's no such thing as an exit.
And right there, pallets.
No one way here.
Oh, dear. Gentlemen, last week we heard the song by the Chronicle, Beers and Durries. Now, Father John, you went away. You put this little ditty to some music. How did you go?
Well, we might have to change the Chronicle's name to Nostradamus, because he pretty much predicted it. But hit the nail with the hammer there. It got to Friday, and it was 3:30. I'd just finished work, and the boys were at the pub, and I'm like, fuck. Anyway, you'll see why. It's a one-take thing, and I'll let the song do the talking.
Okay, so tell me, did you do any pre-planning at all, like
with the guitar?
Oh, I got to the school in the morning. I had like a little nylon string guitar, and well, I should have been planning for the kids. I'm like, oh, I wonder what this song might sound like, and I had a little chord progression there, and I'm like, yeah, that's good. That'll do. So,
and how long did that take you? It took Chronicle 10 minutes to write the song, apparently. How long did it take you to do the music?
Literally, it was the first chord progression I came up with, and then, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes to remember the words and put it to music, I guess, and record it.
Jeez, yeah, I don't know what the big deal is. You hear about all these artists that are, they just need a Sounds Chronicle easy. And a father. That's all they need. Okay.
They just need...
All right, beers and durries.
I'm interested to see how this is going to work.
Let's see. What are you expecting much, Weiss?
Well, Father John sounds incredible.
He does. So,
but the lyrics are a bit tough to work with.
They are. So we'll see what happens. Interesting. Here we go.
Whatever.
It's a 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of BB, sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a durry and a schooner, wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning, and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say, and you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay, and steal your mate's meat tray. Lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover, back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before. Beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday, I don't wanna see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes, just give me some more smokes. I just wanna hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durry. Siggy butts on the floor, an empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick your bike cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. And durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now. So you're not going to do another take, and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there. Fuck.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yes.
Oh, so
it's,
good.
It's a modern day classic, I tell you.
Wow.
Here we are. We're writing history on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles with our six listeners.
We might get seven with that.
Who knows? Well, you know, I was talking to Chronicle before you got here and you were laying pipe. And I said to him, oh, you sound a lot better without your headphones on, Chronicle. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. Do I? And I said, well, didn't you listen to last week's episode? And he goes to me, no, I've been listening to a lot of Hamish and Andy lately, though.
Quality podcast.
That Hamish, he's funny. Gents, I'm blown away. I'm really, really impressed by that. The lyrics came together beautifully, I've got to say, Chronicle. So well done. That's 10 minutes well worth spent.
And Father John. Jesus Christ. You're too talented.
Way too talented. Yeah, way too talented.
I'd like to think of that one as the modern day bloke by Chris Franklin. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. Throughout the week, I was thinking, oh, it'd be good if they did something like that. And you've just hit the nail on the head.
Just did it.
It's amazing. Hey, gents, I've got a challenge for you. Wheeze and I have often thought it would be great if we had a jingle at the start of the show.
Yes.
You know, sort of giving a little bit of an intro to the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Bit like what you did with the All Aussie Adventures thing, that time Chronicle, where you got Father John to play that at the start. Do you reckon you could pen some lyrics together about the podcast? And really? Father John, could you put it to music?
20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe 30 seconds, something like an intro.
Yeah,
I'll do it now if you want.
Beers and durries, durries.
Durries and beers, beers and durries.
Get in ya. There's no fear. Get in ya.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
But let's talk turkey. Come on, mate. Dollars and cents. What are we looking at here?
Well,
I don't work for nothing.
Yeah, don't you? Because that's what you've been doing lately.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot. Yeah. No, all right, good.
You've got a deal.
I'll speak to our mag, see if we can get you a bacon egg roll, all right? How does that sound?
Oh, beautiful. You've got me excited.
I think it was a wrap.
Father John, get ready for the Arias. We're making it big.
Yeah, well, you will be the voice of the podcast.
And the only reason people listen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just go to the Chronicles poem and then the Father's song. But, guys, bloody impressed. Great week. Wheeze, have we got anything more for these two turkeys?
Have we got the Chronicles thing is the... Yeah, righto, don't carry on.
Don't worry. We're all good. I've got a good hypothetical before we go. Would you rather clog the toilet on your first day at the job or the first night at your new girlfriend's house?
See, I'm a big fan of leaving a shit in the toilet. Like,
so it's not even clogged.
Getting out of there and just going, oh, jeez. Good luck to them.
I'd...
I reckon if you don't... So you go ahead, Wheeze.
No, I'd probably do it at the office. Something to talk about around the cooler. Friday drinks.
Wheeze is a huge one.
Yeah, I'd be the hero of the office within a day.
There's a brown crocodile in there.
Oh, crocodile fly down the back.
I still remember a massive shit I saw at the pub once. About it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, one of my mate's brothers goes, "Oi, guys, you've got to come see this." And we're like, "What?" And he goes, "Just come to the toilet." And we're like, "Oh, fucking hell, you must have a big one, eh?" And we get in there, and this thing, it was massive. It was like an actual tree branch. It was not human.
Like a gridiron ball.
Yeah, it was literally like a gridiron ball, but a little bit longer. It stuck up out. And it was stuck on the outside rim of the bowl. Like, it was so big. If only I could do that at the office.
Oh, so good. I used to know this kid. He used to go to, he was a tennis player. He used to go to tennis tournaments all around. He used to top deck the toilets. It was his little parting gift. No, it wasn't me. It was, yeah,
let me tell you about it.
He'd lift the cistern up, the lid on the cistern, and he'd do a crap in there. And then he'd put it back on. And so it didn't matter how many times you flushed it.
See, that's what I reckon you should do at your girlfriend's house. Really test the metal. Let her know what she's getting for.
True love, Father John.
Do we get an answer from Chronicle?
I'm not flexible enough to get up to do up a decker. Yeah. If I was, I'd do it all the time.
But you know what? You've got no problems with shitting in your hand, so you could just
lob it in. Probably take the lid off first if you want to be a bit stealth.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Oh, dear. All right, Jess.
The all-time three-pointers.
Did we get Father John's take here?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Father John. What was your take?
Oh, no. No, that's exactly what I said before. I reckon if you really want to test a relationship out, no, she's a good chook. If she can handle you shitting in the top deck of her toilet, put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
That's what you want.
You got to separate the cream, boys. Yeah. You got to separate the cream.
No, you do.
I'll put my ring on it.
The good ones will rise to the top. The tank.
Just like a log in the upper deck.
Oh dear, yeah, we've gone downhill. All right, guys,
back up the top.
It's been a bloody pleasure this week. Well done, and I'm looking forward to more shenanigans next week.
Good luck.
Beautiful. All right, thanks again, boys. Take care.
All right, see ya. Bye. All right, guys, it's time that we got the Penny Buster on the line. We've still got Father John and Chronicle on the line. We've had a pretty good laugh after that toilet humour conversation.
All clean.
Oh, very clean. Well, particularly after an Alabama wipe.
Top tankers.
Yeah. And old slides everywhere.
Oh, dear. Hey, I gave the Penny Buster a call yesterday. Believe it or not, the Penny Buster... is not the character that you hear in the show all the time. He actually has his down moments where he talks like a normal human. But I said to him, "Hey, Penny, are you good to go tomorrow for the podcast?" And he goes, "Oh, have you gone back to doing it every week, have you?" And I said to him, "No." He goes, "Oh, but we did it last week." And I said, "No, mate, it's been 2 weeks." And he goes, "Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, give us a call. No worries."
So, I've lost another one.
Yeah,
too busy at FFE, obviously.
Oh, mate, he's a busy man, busy man. All right, we'll see if we can get him on the line and see what he's got to say this week.
This should be a treat.
Oh yeah, the trial.
Hope he doesn't pick up.
Close the podcast.
Yeah. What was it last week?
Pinky Palace.
This is the Chronicle. How can I help you?
That was the actual Chronicle.
It was, yeah, I know, yeah. All right, calling the Penny Buster. Penny Buster, are you there?
Hello. Hello. No, Penny Buster. It's not Penny Buster Paul.
Chronicle, who is this? Do you recognize this voice?
Hello?
Wait. Oh, is that Paul? I know his missus.
I know that voice. I see. We all see. He tried to kill little doggy. I know him. I know that man. He's a very, very bad man. You see, I see. We all disagree. I want to have guarantee he go. I don't like him. Oh, no.
Sounds like my local rub and tug joint.
Yeah, would you dirty man? I don't like you at all. I don't. Pinkies. I'm gonna hang up on you guys.
Well, get the penny buster, Paul, or whoever you are.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Penny buster. We want penny buster.
G'day, penny buster. Yeah, go. Hello. Get it, penny buster.
Penny, how are you, mate? It's the podcast.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Sorry, Paul, just answering my phone. It's been busy with clients okay. this morning. So yeah,
the employee.
How can I help you guys?
Last time we talked to you, you seemed a little bit down. You weren't keen on chatting to the podcast anymore. But
no, I'm not keen at all. But you know what? It's been a good week. Been a great week for FFE.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's been a commemoration of 12 months of getting rid of the cron, so it's been quite a celebration here.
Very good, very good. Well, we've got some. We've got a few questions for you this week that we want to go through because. Oh. Actually, we're going to start with the Chronicle because Chronicle, you need to ask a question. I think you're in a bit of financial strife over there.
Yeah, so I Penny Buster, I've literally, I've had money put away for rent, and I've actually, I've had it on the 1st at Randwick, and I just want to know what your thoughts are.
I don't talk to Pecan. I don't talk to Cron, so I don't know what you're talking about, mate. But, yeah, I mean, just keep blowing all your money on there. The racehorses, why not?
Racehorses,
biz. Next question.
The biz and durries, it's going to take off. The royalties for that will be huge.
Rich.
The next one I've got, we've got Father John Sweaty on the line. Have you listened to Father John Sweaty, Penny Buster?
No. Father John.
He might sign up to FFE. Treat him with respect.
Yeah.
Hey, Father John, we're going to get Father John to do a jingle for the podcast. How should we pay him?
Oh, by shopping bags?
Oh, 15 cents.
Sponge, don't worry. Sponge, don't worry. I'll pay for it when this first at Randwick gets home.
Okay, all right. Very good, very good. Okay, I've got a hypothetical question for you, Penny Buster, and everyone else on the line. What is the cheapest thing you have ever seen someone do or the cheapest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, I tell you what, I saw on the Facebook marketplace one day a guy selling the Woolworths green bags for 10 cents.
Oh, that's pretty bad. No, I can't top that.
It's cheap.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's cheap. Chronicle, how about
good
you?
On him. Making a buck, good on him.
It'd probably be me actually. I think it was $20 for a massage at Carrara.
Okay, all right. Was it a nice person that you gave it to?
Whoop, did we lose someone?
Yeah, I think we lost the Chronicle. That's all right.
That's all right.
A nice person that you gave it to, Chronicle? Was it worth the $20 that you made?
Well, they made me pay cash, so I was a bit disappointed in that because I had no cash. So I had to actually not run, but I got my car. I had to go down to an ATM, come back with 20. So I was, it was money well spent, fellas. Anyway.
Very good. Father John, what about you?
He was with me.
Yeah, it was that. And then the Chronicle used, on the topic of bags, there, Penny Buster, he used a Coles shopping bag as a condom.
He split me, Adam.
I tell you what, that's a big condom for a man with a micro penis.
Oh no! My one's the Penny Buster himself buying 10 vouchers to a restaurant that had one per person.
Getting a deal.
One per
supporting
person.
Supporting locals.
Supporting no one. That is cheap. Good.
I think the cheapest thing I've ever seen was I used to take school kids away and they'd go, well, we'd play sport on a Saturday. And the school that I worked for, they provided big trays of sandwiches for the opposing teams. And I can remember once my triangle sandwiches, yeah. Chronicle, right up your alley. And I can remember once my grandmother, who's long left us now these days, but she called in once to say hello to me and it was wrapping up and I had all of these sandwiches that I was about to chuck out. There was like two trays of them. And she said, "Are you going to throw them out?" And I said, yeah. I'm not going to keep,
200 sandwiches.
Exactly, 200 sandwiches. And she's like, "Oh, I'll take them home and I'll just eat them this week." And she just had toasted sandwiches all week. And my grandmother was not a poor lady. So it was quite incredible to see. All right. Would you rather have the Chronicle as your son, Penny Buster, or would you rather be poor?
Isn't it the same? Because if you had him as your son, you'd be poor. So,
so you'd rather not have him.
there wouldn't have never been an option to have him.
So rather he doesn't exist.
Have to go down the poor side of things.
Right. Okay.
Rich in happiness, because there'd be no crime.
One last one, gents. One last one. Okay. What's the cheapest thing that you have ever done? Let's start with you, Chronicle. I reckon. I know you said your $20 massage, but I reckon you can top it.
Well, I pushed for 10, but they said, no, 20. The cheapest thing that I've ever done. Oh, look,
it's good you guys have read these questions in the lead up to the show.
I was at a Durry's, so I raided through the ashtray and smoked some bumpers.
The cheapest thing that Cron's ever done is having a couple of free beers on a rooftop.
Oh yeah. Penny Buster. I can't wait to talk to you about that. Actually.
Go on.
No. Just saying.
Lost him.
The Penny Bus, he's laughing.
Got him, yeah. He sounds happy.
I said he had a good time. A couple of free beers and whatever happened after that.
Penny Bus sounds like he's having too much fun, actually.
Is he at Pinky's Palace again?
Oh, yeah.
Pinky might have lost a finger.
Carrara.
Father John, what's the cheapest thing you've ever done, my friend?
It wasn't ever done as in a singular moment, but it during uni, I wasn't as religious as I was now, and I was pretty broke. And see, Woolworths, they didn't have the weight system on their self-checkout. So, look, it was some pretty brazen robbery. And, I'm very proud of it.
Ribeyes, $0.
They had this really good deal going that if you could put whatever it is that you wanted in your bag without scanning it, without them seeing, you'd get it for free. So that deal went on for months.
I've had similar things where that wouldn't scan properly. I've just cracked the shits in the early days and they didn't weigh properly.
Yeah.
And I just cracked the shits and I stuff it. I'm putting it in. It's too hard. It was angering me.
Crocodile slide.
Yeah.
Very good. Weez, what's the cheapest thing you've ever done, mate?
I don't really know. When I made up this question, it was directed just at the Penny Buster. So
right.
I didn't think about it. But I don't know. If someone... one of my mates is leaving and their drink's done and they're like, oh, you can have it if you want. I'll smash down that drink.
No problem. It's communal drinks.
Or if it's got some ciggy butts in it or something because someone's throwing it in there, I'll just take it out and have it.
Yeah. My kind of drink. Yeah.
Penny Buster.
Always goes down smooth.
Mate, we're waiting for your answer because I feel like it could be good.
Jeez. High expectations there, Sponge. No, nothing really that great. Just the guy that was selling the Woolworths bags on Facebook Marketplace, and bargained him down for 5 cents, and he posted out to Brisbane for free. So I was pretty happy with that. He actually lost money.
I thought you were going to say it was you selling them.
Sold them for 6 cents too.
Let me tell you a story about the Penny Buster. All right, so
on a rooftop.
No, it's not on a rooftop, but my mum. Is a photographer, and she went over she photographed the Penny Buster's wedding. Okay, and the Penny Buster when we got back, the Penny Buster said, "You know what? I'm going to go and take your mum and your dad out for lunch to say thank you." And so he's gone to the pub. He's walked in the door, and my old man was probably the original Penny Buster. He didn't mind saving a cent, and he loved this moment. And he said,
"Inspirational."
He said to me. He said to me, Sponge, he goes, we walked through the door and he goes, the Penny Buster looked at the specials board and there was a $10 lunch special and he goes,
no.
Oh, Pete, we better get the special. It looks like a great deal.
I thought you were going to say he didn't buy Pete's, only your mum's.
the flip side of that, it's not every day your mum gets to photograph a celebrity.
Well, true, for free.
Pennybusters, Sponge's dad is dead too, so that's a low blow.
Oh, very good. All right, Pennybusters, it's been a bloody pleasure, mate. What are you up to this weekend?
Just going out to the local car park and selling some car parks.
That's the cheapest shit I've ever heard.
Nice. Yeah, very good.
Maybe go and get some Woolworths bags and put them online, make a gum tree. There we go.
Put them over your head. Put them over your head, and that'll be the best scenario.
You know, I can't hear your voice. You know that. Every time I hear that ringing sound, it's just like this horrible ringing sound coming out of the phone. It's the cron.
It's the cron.
Steam coming out of the Pennybusters.
Oh, very good. All right, guys.
Top shelf wanker. Top shelf.
What happened on the rooftop?
What did happen?
It's a story for, you know, after the podcast.
Oh.
All right. I think Chronicle was exploring his sexuality, I've got a feeling. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend and we will check in with you later.
All right, see ya.
See you guys. Catch Bye. Well, that's it, Wheeze. Another week done and dusted. What are you up to this weekend?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing that I'm aware of anyway.
Mm.
Probably at work, to be honest.
Yeah. No, you'll be up there mining away.
Mining away, digging some gold.
Yep.
Making bank.
Well.
Yeah, I'm still bloody reeling over how impressive that song came out.
Durries and Beers is in my head. Just continually.
How good is Durries and Beers?
He's so good.
He made it sound good.
He's actually... He shouldn't be on this show. He should be on a better show.
Yes. Yeah. Like Hamish and Andy or something like the show they talked about earlier.
I know, Or Chronicle was like, that Hamish fella, he's funny, that bloke. Yeah.
We should get someone like him on here.
Let's give him a call.
Yeah, that Andy's a pretty good sort of, he leads a show and runs it pretty good. Yeah, we could get him too.
Yeah.
You're joking.
So good. Maybe we should just poach hogs.
Yeah, we don't have a hogs.
Well, you've got the Pennybuster.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Maybe we've got to get him doing inventions.
Yeah, maybe we do. Yeah,
the Pennybuster inventions.
Yeah. Just rip off their ideas. All right, we're going to wrap it up, but have a great week, everyone.
Mondays. You hate Mondays. You're sorry.
And Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. He was good.
Maybe we'll get him.
Well, I preferred his version of that song more than Newton Faulkner.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
All right, we're rambling. Okay, guys, have a good week. Don't forget to log on to victorbravos.com and put in the word printer.
15% off victorbravo.com. You can also go back to Arse if you want.
Yep.
Yeah, Arse is still up there.
Yep, cool.
If you need your Arse gear.
Have they had any sales from our code?
I tested it to see if it worked, but I didn't buy. So I went all the way to the...
All the way.
Yeah, I put it in the cart and went in, entered the code and almost got there. Yep. And they were probably just sitting there waiting, hanging on, yes, we're getting some money for our advertising. Yeah. And then cancelled the order.
All right.
But
well, on that note...
Worked.
On that note, have a great week, everyone.
Tell your friends.
Until we see you next time, what do we say, Wheeze?
Goodbye. But first, tell your friends to listen to the podcast. Goodbye.
See ya.